No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Now, we got a special edition of the big show today for you because I get to go fly. And, you know, it's not really a training flight. Or I don't know. Maybe it is, Ed. What do you think?
No. But we have put out the NOTAM to warn other pilots that you're going to be in the air today.
That's true. You know, the greater Orlando area is under a TFR or something, which is basically run for your life, terrified, run, something. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to do some special stuff with Cessna today. And one of your friends from Cessna has flown in. And tell us about this program, Ed.
Well, Alex here is from one of the interns hired by Cessna to do their Discover Flying Challenge this summer. And you probably remember last summer we talked a little bit about it. And in reality, I think it'd probably be better to have Alex tell us a little bit more about the program.
Absolutely. Alex, well, welcome to Just Plane Radio. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well. Really, really happy to be here today.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you're from Cessna headquarters. I recognize the accent from Wichita, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, originally, I'm from South America, from Ecuador.
Okay.
And I moved to the U.S. Just to learn to fly. Before living here, I was living in Germany, and my dream was to fly. However, I think the best place to fly in the world is the U.S. The freedom you guys enjoy here, just to take a plane up and go on a flight and do things that just going to any airport you want pretty much, and all the support structure for general aviation here in the U.S. is unique. So that's why I actually came here to learn to fly, and now I'm working with Cessna, where I pick my Wichita accent.
Well, that's right, exactly, and we'll deal with it. You know, it's not a problem.
I think he's from South Wichita.
It could. I recognize that southern slang.
Yeah. Independence, Kansas.
Independence, Kansas.
Absolutely. Now, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24. Okay, now I don't feel so bad because I heard some of these interns are even younger than 24.
Yeah,
is that
actually
true?
I'm the oldest one of the whole group. Most of them are 21. There's one guy that's 23 and I'm 24. So we're all about the same range.
Nice. So you guys are basically flying around the country in new, brand new Cessna 172s or 182?
Yeah, 172s. So we got the planes out of the factory a month ago, and those planes have 3.6 hours on them. So it was really brand new. They smell like new, everything was brand new. So it was awesome.
Is the new plane smell the same as a new car smell or slightly different and probably even better, I'm guessing?
I think it's way better.
Way better. Yeah. Nice. And I'm going to get to experience this today because Alex is going to take me up as one of your passengers. And this is what you've been doing across the country, right?
Right. So we left Kansas a month ago, and since then we've been flying all over the country, taking people up, flying with us, and just sharing our love for aviation.
Nice. Now, you're a flight instructor or what? What level of certification are you?
Yes, I'm a flight instructor. So most of us are flight instructors. Actually, there's only one in the group that's not a flight instructor, but he's a pretty experienced commercial pilot as well. So all of us are commercial pilots, most of us flight instructors. And most of us actually were working as flight instructors for their schools.
Got it. Now, I'm a perpetual flight student. Basically, forever I'm training. You hear what I'm saying? A good pilot is always training. I took that flight training slug line to heart.
No. It's not that he's a perpetual student. It's that it's taking forever.
Well, so maybe you can help me.
Absolutely. So were you working on your private still?
Yeah, so I'm working on my private pilot's license. I have 108 hours, but who's counting, right?
We can probably get that knocked out today.
We can get it done, see? Actually, when Ed told me about this program that we were going to do today, I was slightly worried because I was thinking, okay, this is a cool program they're doing, but then there's going to be the 18-year-old guy come in and who's a flight instructor and take me up in the plane, and I'm just going to get angry. Because I'm slightly older than you. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the motivation for someone my age, seeing a young punk like you come in and show us how to fly, is not necessarily the motivation I need. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It can be more frustrating than motivating.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying, but I think like if you go out with me, you'll have fun.
Yeah. Well, exactly. As long as you know, when we walk up to the plane, like, hey, your son's like, you're letting your son fly today or something. You know that. Yeah, hey, we'll get over that.
Son, yeah, don't worry.
Well, okay. Well, I don't really want that, is what I'm saying, Alex.
Oh,
yeah. He was like, it's my bro, man. It's my younger brother. Yeah, that's it, right, Ed?
No, you look like you could be old enough to be his father.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks. Anyway, regardless. I am looking forward to it. I haven't been up in the plane lately, flying, training, or doing some other things. They've been so busy here at the Cessna Flight School here, Flight Training Professionals. They haven't had time for me, right, Ed?
No, that's not it.
Yeah.
That's the story
I'm going with.
No, that's not the story.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. We'll just forget what he says, Alex. Now, so you're traveling around the country and doing this to basically inspire people to want to learn to fly, right? Is that the overall goal, or just drawing general attention from the public for flying, period?
Yeah, the idea is to raise awareness about general aviation. We want the industry to keep growing. It's an industry that it's been declining. There's the amount of pilots is less than the amount of pilots we had, active pilots we had 50 years ago. So we're trying to keep that industry, just to keep it growing, to revitalize it, and also to like inspire like younger kids, younger generation to learn to fly. So that's the whole goal of this program. However, we don't only fly with kids. Like 2-3 weeks ago, I flew with a lady that was 96 years old, and last time she flown on a general aviation aircraft was when she was 8 with her dad. And her dad was a flight instructor back in the day, which I don't even think like he was certified to be one, because you didn't even need a certification back then. But she was really excited of going up on a flight, and it was she went on a walker to the plane.
Yeah.
She walked into the plane and she wanted to sit up front, and she sat up front and she had lots of fun. It was awesome. I mean, for me, it was like an eye-opener, because I thought when I came to this program, it's like everything's going to be about like that younger generation. But I saw that passion is not about the younger generation. There's people like on the other side of the spectrum that love aviation and just like love the chance to just go up on a Discovery flight.
Yeah, Alex, you're a 24-year-old young man, and you're thinking, hey, I'm going to do this program. I'm going to take a lot of hot chicks up in a free airplane ride, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then she shows up, and you're like, oh, well, okay. Well, no, it was still nice. I mean, that sounds like a pretty cool experience.
No, it was really, really, really awesome. I mean, that was an event, EAA, Women Can Fly event. And at the time, I didn't have my EAA pilot number or whatever it is, so you can take the Young Eagles to fly. So I was doing the older crowd. But it was, like, a great experience. Like, let me tell you, like, just being able to take her up, I never thought I could see like that much happiness in someone that's 96 years old. She was like happy as like you can't imagine.
Well, I'll do my best to try to mirror that excitement. It doesn't take much, because I love flying. Like, come on, Ed, pat me up on that part at least.
Well, yeah, he loves flying, but it also might be the look of fear. But that's
no, it's not. No, I'm looking for it. I mean, just flying this new Cessna ought to be. I mean, that new plane smell, you said, and all the electronics are probably pretty glitzy and cool.
The airplane is fully equipped. I mean, it's magnificent what Cessna's done with this plane. Obviously, it's the same Cessna 172 that they were building like years ago. The structure is something that works. It's a great plane, but the avionics on that plane are awesome. We got the G1000 with synthetic terrain, synthetic vision, which pretty much means that you're able to see the terrain on your main screen where all the instruments are at. So you see if there's any like high terrain or any antennas or anything, and you see everything through there. It's also able to create pathways in the sky, so you can see like where you should be flying. So it's just like having a video game inside the plane.
Now, is that how you started flying? Was on the Xbox or what?
No, I started flying actually Flight Sim 95, which I thought it was awesome. But now when I see the graphics, I don't know how I thought it was that awesome. It's like two big graphics.
It's like playing Pong, and he's looking at me like, "What? What the hell's that?" Anyway,
I know what Pong is.
Yeah, of course. Me and Ed do.
I know what Pong is.
You do. Okay, he saw it on one of those, '80s shows on VH1 or something. But okay, so you got this program. I know you're really enjoying it. We got to find out how you got involved in this. I mean, how did you end up coming from South America, and all of a sudden you're, you know, a flight instructor with this Cessna program? How did that come to be?
Right. Well, I grew up going to a German school back in Ecuador. So whenever I was done with school, I moved to Germany. And I was studying in Germany. And the only reason I went to Germany is because I wanted to fly. So that was my dream. But then in Germany, I realized it's not as easy as here. Like, I was trying to fly, and flight schools, there's a whole process you got to do.
So it's way more restrictive,
or
what do you mean?
Yeah, like you have to pay landing fees every time you land. Fuel is much more expensive.
We're way better here in the USA. That's what you're saying. Go USA, USA. It's like, oh, wait a minute, you guys kind of suck at soccer, but we'll deal with it anyway. All right, more coming up on the Cessna Discover Flying Challenge next, right here on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a hotspot for world-class anglers and Hollywood stars for over 50 years. They fly into Freeport or take advantage of the 4,000-foot private runway. So in as little as 20 minutes from Florida, you too could be experiencing world-class fishing, diving, paddleboarding, whatever your adventurous heart desires, Deepwater Cay delivers. So treat yourself like the star that you are at Deepwater Cay's private island resort in the Bahamas. Go to deepwatercay.com. That's deepwatercay.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whoa, kill the motor, dude. Let us see what Squirt does flying solo.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals. All right, so we're sitting here with Alex from the Cessna Discover Flight Challenge. We're basically, he is flying around all over the country. Wait, you're looking at me like, what?
You never get it right, dude.
What did I say? It's Discover what?
Discover Flying Challenge.
Okay, well, Discover Flight Challenge, Flying Challenge, you know, it's close enough. Yeah, yin, yang, whatever.
But if they're going to search for it on Facebook, they need to know what to search for.
Okay, so they should search for what?
Discover Flying Challenge.
On Facebook, and you can friend that page, and then you can follow where Alex and all the other folks are
so
going.
You should go on Facebook, Discover Flying Challenge, like that page, and then we got each pilot has a page which we're trying to pretty much send all everything we're doing to the Discover Flying Challenge page. So you can find Discover Flying Challenge on Facebook and then Alex for Discover Flying Challenge on Facebook and pretty much follow everywhere I'm going and what I'm doing. And you can see what I've been doing these past weeks as well.
Nice. Which hopefully that'll be a little video of me up in the plane with him. We're going to videotape my little adventure and see me, you know, either screaming for joy or fear. One or the other, you'll have to watch that.
Or we'll see Alex screaming for fear.
Well, then that's probably more likely.
I hope that doesn't happen.
No, I won't. It'll be me screaming like a little girl. Anyway, so, you know, you can follow them on Facebook and find out where they're going and that kind of thing and where they've been. And this has been going on at least this year. Well, it's the third year it's been going on, but you've been flying around the country for how long now?
For a month now. We started in May, at the end of May. We went to Kansas for training. The first week of training was a CPC seminar. CPCs are the Cessna Pilot Centers, just like flight training professionals here. So all these CPC owners or CPC managers went to Kansas for this seminar. So we attended the seminar so we can also learn a little bit about what each of the CPCs is doing. We did that for 3 days, and then we went to Independence, where we had to get checked out on the Cessna planes. And that was like a week of flight training, and then we went back for the official launch, which was the 11th of May. No, not of May, of June. June 11th. And that day I left Kansas, and I went to Nashville on my way to West Palm.
Nice. Nice little road trip, or well, flight. Yeah. And you've just been doing that ever since.
Yeah, and since June 11, I've been on the road. I mean, left Kansas, and I've been pretty much all over the East Coast. I went from Kansas to Nashville to West Palm, back up north to like Augusta, the Atlanta area, New Jersey, D.C., back to Tennessee, now back to Florida. So we've been just a little bit everywhere.
Nice. So you're putting in a lot of hours. It'll culminate at Air Venture in Oshkosh, which maybe we'll sync up again if I don't offend you to the point where you don't want to see me anymore. It's 50-50 odds on that. But it sounds like quite an adventure. I mean, and I would imagine the demand and the attention this program has gotten from Cessna is pretty huge. How did they pick you? What was it that got you into this group there, Alex?
I don't know. I don't know why they picked me.
Who did you pay off exactly?
I paid Mike Graham.
You paid your who?
Mike Graham and Josh Gold.
He gave who a gram of what? What happened there, Ed? I don't know. Okay. Well, your grandma? Is that what you're saying?
No. I really I found out about this program through one of my coworkers in school. She did this 3 years ago, and we were talking last year, actually around this same time. And we were talking about something really random about aviation headsets, and I was saying how like I never flown with Bose before, and how like I don't know how like if I would like to buy one or not. And she was like, "Oh, I tried the Bose when I did the Discover Flying Challenge for Cessna." And I was like, "What is that?" She's like, "Pretty much, I went up to Kansas. I got a 162. She did it the first year, and I flew all over the country with that plane." And I was like, wait, and they pay you to do that? And I was like, yeah, they did. So I went online immediately, started researching, and I saw they were doing that this year. So I applied. And after, it was a long interview process. We had to do a video. We had a couple of interviews. And after probably like 3-4 months of interview, and I got a call. And I was like, well, if you're interested in doing this, we'd like to have you this summer. And I had to think about it, really. I was like, absolutely. I mean,
right. Didn't take him long to figure it out.
That didn't take long at all, did it?
Yes. So it's kind of like a scholarship program or, you know, trying to get on Survivor because you got to make a video and the whole thing, I guess, right?
Yes. It's kind of like that. It's trying to get into one of these reality shows pretty much.
Yeah. But did they say like, hey, we saw your application. Well, this is what we liked about you. Or they just said, no, you're the one. What do you say? You want to come join us?
When I went there, we had a flight interview, and that went well. I wasn't really sure how well it went because it was like probably like the windiest I ever flown in my life. Yeah. I mean,
that's Kansas.
Yeah, that's Kansas. I mean,
So they were evaluating your skills of flying. I'm wondering about the personality side, because on the video, what'd you put in your video? Did you do something crazy or something, or
no,
what?
My video was like pretty straightforward. It wasn't like boring, but it was just like pretty straightforward. I had a couple different scenes behind me. I did it in school. I went to Embry-Riddle in Daytona, so I used to work there as a flight instructor, so I used their control towers so you can see all the Cessna planes. Then I went to the lab I used to work at, and we had Cessna sims, so I got all those sims set up, so you see the Cessna sims in the back.
Mm-hmm. And I got product placement, you know, brown nosing always gets you ahead.
Yeah, suited up a little bit. And I had a good friend of mine, he helped me out with the video, and we did that, and then we did the fly interview, and then I thought I was done after the fly interview, and once I was waiting down to just tell me, okay, you can leave, or somebody comes and is like, all right, just walk. There's the last interview. And I was like, oh, I didn't know it was another interview. And I walk into a room with this round table, and there's probably like 12 people sitting around it. And I was like, oh, my God. But that went pretty well. I mean, everybody at Cessna is really nice. They're really friendly. So I never felt that I was on the spot or anything. They just...
But it finishes in a boardroom type setting with Donald Trump saying either you're fired or you're hired, something
yeah,
like that.
Just like that, yeah.
Nice. Sweet. All right. Well, you know, it sounds like a cool program. I mean, including me, am I over the age limit of applying for this or what?
Yeah, I think you might.
What is the age?
Really, there's no age. The requirements for...
Wait, how am I too old then? I don't get this.
You got to be just a recent college grad, so...
Oh, okay. I'd have to go back to school. Screw that noise. All right, yeah. So I got it. It's more of a college-type of program, or, you know, internship-type of thing.
It is an internship, so the only thing they ask is you to be at least a junior, commercial pilot, of course, because what we're doing is a commercial operation, flying around the country, we're getting paid for that, and preferable a flying instructor, so you got a little experience just flying with different people.
All right. Well, you can get all those skills. You know, I'm out of that window, but at least I get to fly with them, and we're going to do that next. You'll hear all about it right here on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. Here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Alex. Let's forget about Ed now, because I just went flying with him.
Ow, that hurt!
No, it didn't. You're like, finally, I've been able to pawn him off onto somebody else. No, we had a great time in this Cessna 172. It was a very uneventful flight as far as what we did, which is good always for a flight, right?
Yeah, it was.
However, when we came back in, there were some issues going on here at Orlando Executive. We'll get into that in just a bit. Somebody had some issues with, I don't know, communicating with a tower and somebody's flight or someone's, gear didn't go down, and they had to shake the plane up a little bit to get it to come. And I think I literally heard someone on the radio clear as short. You hear what I'm saying, Ed?
Yeah. That was you, probably?
No. I was listening. I'm like, thank God this isn't us. But that was kind of cool. Alex, happens every once in a while. Someone has a little minor issue, and you end up you actually witnessing this reality show when you're up in your plane, huh?
Right. It's pretty cool once you're flying. You get to hear a little bit of everything. And today was a little interesting to see this guy. He was having little gear issues and going from like, I don't know if I'm going to get the gear down, to like, oh, I got it down.
Yes. You could hear that release in his voice. It was quite interesting. Yeah, but I guess it had been going on a while. You were monitoring here from the ground. Is that right, Ed?
No, I walked outside and saw, you know, fire rescue trucks by the runway. I'm like, ooh, grab the radio. Let's hear what's going on.
No, your first reaction was, oh, crap, what did Greg do?
Okay. That was my first reaction.
Yes, but, you know, that's typical when you're flying with me, Ed. So, or Alex, but what are you going to do? We had a great flight, though, and thank you, first off, for putting up with my nonsense and letting me fly around. That thing flies itself pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm glad we got to do what we got to do. We couldn't go find sharks today, but we did some pretty cool overpasses over Disney. Of course, staying outside of the TFR.
You got to say just above the goofy ears. We'll get into that and much, much more on Just Plane Radio. I just went flying. You'll hear more about it next. Stay close. Doesn't get any better than that. Come on.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
How soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me I'm a doctor.
No, I mean I'm just not sure.
Or can't you take a guess?
Well, not for another 2 hours.
You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. They say... Come fly with me, let's fly away.
This is Just Plane Radio. Okay, we're flying just over the Mickey ears. Ed had to correct me. They weren't goofy ears. I don't know. It's hard to tell those characters apart sometimes when you're flying over Orlando. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm just saying I had to correct you as usual.
Yes, well, that's true. That's what he's here for. He's my flight instructor and radio counselor or something, or speech therapist. I don't know, maybe. But that's what we did. We did this Discover flight with Cessna Alex and the crew. He's flying around with a bunch of his buddies and taking people, you know, schmoes like me up in the plane in this brand-new 2014 model Cessna 172 and going on these flights to inspire the activity of flying, get more people into it. Yeah. Definitely, I get the buzz. But I got to tell you, you know, you want the flight controls? Yeah. So we went up and we flew a little bit over Lake Apopka, which is our training area here in Orlando. And, you know, I took the controls, and he already had it trimmed out and everything, Ed. And I got bored within 5 minutes. I was like, okay, look. There's not much going in here. Here, take the controls. Let me look. Let me look around. Because I told them, as you know, when we fly, when we're doing the training, I'm so locked into the controls trying to make sure I'm not ascending too quickly, descending, trying to maintain my altitude. I had enough issues with that. And still, you know, maintaining eye contact outside the plane that I don't have the luxury to look around as much as I would like to. That's typical, though, right?
That is typical that, you know, you get so focused on the training and what you're doing that you don't get time to sit back and enjoy. However, you should still be looking out for other airplanes.
No, I was doing that. Oh. But, you know, in between the Mickey ears and, you know, that kind of stuff. And but okay, so there's a TFR above Disney of 3,000 feet. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and we've never done this before. I was thinking that was almost like a no-fly zone.
He was complaining about it. He was saying, I never been in this area before.
Yeah, I was like, Ed and Keith never take me over Disney. And you guys were like, you just didn't trust me to stay over 3,000 feet. That's what it was, right?
Actually, no, you have been over Disney before on your trip back from Lakeland.
And I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to fly the plane.
To get back home, and I was like,
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, you know, and I knew that Ed and Alex had a little plan. I knew they were talking amongst themselves a little bit before we headed out on the plane. It was like, okay, you're going to do it? Yeah, you got to. Yeah, okay. And so you told them basically to try to get me to spew? Is that what it was?
No.
Taking me on the, like, teacups up in the air. Like, as we did some circles, and he asked me, like, how are you feeling? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but, we probably did a couple of steep turns right over Disney. That way we could see Epcot. Then we move up north again. We could see the castle. Which is kind of hard to find. It's actually much smaller than what you think.
Well, that's the thing. When you fly over that, you don't realize how small the place really is because when you walk it, it seems like forever. But they've got everything wrapped around.
Yeah, we were talking about that exactly. It's like, wow, it's pretty small when you're looking at it from, you know, 3,500 feet. But when you're down there and have to walk the thing, welcome to hell. It's a new ride at Epcot, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, it was impressive to see it from that perspective. And, yeah, maybe we did fly over it before, but I was so focused on flying. And that's why I said, yeah, no, you take the controls. I want to take a look at this. I never get to watch this stuff. So, Alex, you work. Let me play. And I'll keep an eye out for planes, too. You know.
All right. You had fun. It was.
Oh, yeah. I had a blast. We did Disney. We did Lake Apopka. We actually got a glimpse of Universal and looked for the new Harry Potter stuff. So it was fun. It was just a fun little inspiring flight. Conditions were perfect. Right. But that plane, that Cessna 172, this 2014 model, I did notice a difference between Charlie Mike, the one I've been training in, which was 1977. And this just seemed a little bit more, well, obviously it was more colorful, pretty lights and screens and things like that. But it seemed to fly a little bit more, sure of itself, like an engine. Does that make any sense?
Well, it is the fact that there's not many students that have been through the airplane yet, so.
There's a key difference. The horsepower on the N model was 160. The one you're flying is 180.
Ah, that's it. It just seemed a little bit more sure of itself when you hit the throttle. It just seemed to respond quicker and more solid. And that's what it was, probably.
Yep, that's the main difference.
Newer, better, stronger, faster, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And aerodynamically, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're pretty much the same.
Yeah, aerodynamically the same. The difference, you have a 30-degree flap in the S model and the 40-degree flap in the N model. But other than that, the airframe is essentially the same. The interior is different, and the avionics are different, and it's got more horsepower in the engine.
All right, so we flew it in. Did we do 40-degree flaps on the landing or no?
30-degree flaps, because this one has only 30-degree flaps.
Oh, okay, so the other one has 40. Okay, so then that difference would affect you in what sense? If you have the 40-degree, you go shorter and more steep of a landing, right?
Hey, something stuck there.
Something sunk in, right?
Somebody he gets a banana for today.
Yes. Well, you know, Alex was smart enough not to let me do attempt to land this thing. But I was paying attention. I was watching. You know, the thing is, when going from an older plane that doesn't have those glass panels and stuff, that was a lot to soak in as far as, like, you know, trying to stay up with, okay, what's this, number telling me and this graphic and that kind of thing. But I was kind of hanging in there close enough. But I wanted to make sure I was looking outside the plane, too, which is what one of, this is where the brown nosing portion of our show comes into play, Alex, where I'm trying to suck up to my flight instructor. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Telling him that I was looking outside the plane constantly, trying to pick up as much as I could, especially on the takeoff and the landings.
Okay, so for the BS factor, now, Alex, what's the truth? Did he look at anything other than the cool TV screens?
No, he was looking at the TV screens, to be honest. He tried to look outside. I showed him. You know how we have the traffic, the active traffic system, and you see that on the PFD. So I would say, like, that has to be right over there. So I got the traffic inside, and he would be like, oh, yes, the traffic. I don't know how you see it. I don't know. And then, like, when he was right under us, like,
yeah, exactly. I was like, where do you see this? And I was looking too high, and it was lower. And because I was like, he saw the plane that it was alerted, and I could see it on the display, but I couldn't find it outside the plane.
For Greg, it's kind of hard to see an airplane when it's under you because they look like one of the houses. So
yeah, way to recover there, Alex. He almost became my worst flight instructor ever until he saved.
Who's your worst flight instructor then?
That's a question I'm not allowed to answer for my own safety. But no, it was a great time, and I'm sure you love doing this too. I mean, being able to go up there with people like me that have never flown or have a little bit of training or whatever, I'm sure the reaction is universal as far as the enthusiasm we all experience, right?
The background of the people I've been flying with is completely different. I mean, some people never flown before and never intended to fly, but they were just at the airport that day. Or some people wanted to fly forever, or some people's been flying. I flew with people that haven't flown for like 30 years because their spouses told them to stop. So I had a little bit of everything, and everybody's reaction is the same. It's like, wow, this is awesome. I love this. And it's really great. I mean, it's awesome for me to see that what I'm doing is giving back to the community as well. Like, people enjoy what I'm doing with them. They go up on a flight, and when they come back, they have big smiles, just like you have a big smile on your face right now. So it's really awesome.
Yes, it's a good time if you can get away with it. And, if you can make it a part of your profession and not just your passion, that's just icing on the cake. And I know you're living the dream right now. You're just loving this, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't believe they pay me to do this, you know, fly around the country and get people to fly with me. I mean, it's awesome. I would do it for free. Of course, I don't tell them that, but... But it's an awesome summer internship, an awesome job to do, to go around the country and share your passion for aviation, especially this industry. People that's in this industry is because they really want to do it, because it takes a lot of effort to get from point A to point B to get your PAL certificate. So the people that's in this industry, they really love what they're doing. So it's really awesome to see people that has that much love for something, and we share something in common. And it's also awesome to see that there's other people that's discovering that they love this as well, thanks to me and thanks to Cessna, of course.
Yes, well, absolutely. And, you know, one thing me and Alex bonded, and he doesn't even realize this, and I know Ed will appreciate this, is that the tower asked him to repeat himself several times on his call signs. And I had that problem with 733 Charlie Mike, and they go, who? What? But I think it was his Wichita accent that threw him a little bit.
Yeah, they're not used to speaking Wichita in Orlando.
Exactly. Or, you know, Greg. You know, they don't speak that very well either sometimes, I found. But we bonded like that, and you don't realize it, and I appreciated the fact that at least I wasn't alone. So and my thick Wichitan accent throws him as well. You hear what I'm saying? Alex?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, we're going to find out where he goes from here, where he's flying, and profession-wise, what's up next for Alex from Cessna. That's coming up on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Now go, fly, be free.
Time for me to fly. Oh, I gotta
set myself free.
Time for me to fly.
That's just how it's got to be. I know it hurts to say goodbye, but it's time for me to fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Alex, who is flying this brand new 2014 Cessna around the country. He'll end up in Oshkosh for Air Venture. I'm going to be there too. And now that we've kind of got to know each other a little bit, will you associate yourself with me when we're hanging out in Oshkosh Air, Alex, or what?
I don't know. What do you think, Ed?
Well, you know, I don't know if I want to be seen in public with Greg, but yeah, it's up to you.
Now, he was pretty cool on the flight, so absolutely, that would be pretty cool to see you up in Oshkosh. I mean, I'm really excited about it. It's going to be my first time in Oshkosh, so...
It'll be your first time, my first time. We'll share this experience together.
You guys will love it. It is absolutely amazing, and it takes more than one day, or it takes more than 3 or 4 days to see the whole thing. It's huge.
Well, I'm going to be there the whole week. I'm going to be working. I'm going to try to sneak out a little bit to see a little bit of other things, but I'm going to be there the whole week.
I got 2 days, and that's all my feet can handle. I'll cover as much as I can. But you're actually going to fly in as part of this Discover Challenge from Cessna and fly into Oshkosh, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things I'm really excited about. I mean, I think that's like the mecca for all pilots, flying to Oshkosh at least one time in your life. So I'm going to be going there. Now, it's a really busy airspace, and it's there's a NOTAM, which is like thick as like the Bible. I mean, it's really like a big NOTAM. So Cessna decided to pair two of us in one plane. So we're just going to take 3 planes to Oshkosh instead of taking the 6 planes. That way we have more eyes in one airplane and just going to be looking for traffic and helping each other out. Because for all the pilots that are going as part of the Discover Flying Challenge, it's going to be the first time actually flying in there.
Nice. Well, I think you'll love it. I mean, me and Ed flew into Sun and Fun a couple of years ago. I'm figuring it's only just going to be like that, only bigger.
That just like that, but on steroids. They have the same visual procedures. You fly to point. You turn your transponder off. You follow the airplane in front of you. You don't talk on the radio. And this is going into an airport that for 1 week out of the year is the busiest airport in the world. Busier than O'Hare, busier than Hartsfield, which you actually said you tackled the other day. Yes. It's a major accomplishment going into that airport.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've heard stories of like you being cleared to land in taxiways, and then they have like green spots, like yellow spots, red spots, and they land 3 people at the same time on the same runway, and the taxiway 100 feet away over there, they're landing all the 3 people. So it's, as Ed says, an accomplishment for a pilot, and it's something that I've been looking forward to doing ever since I knew I was going to be doing this.
It's going to be a great experience, or a Charlie Foxtrot is what we call it in the biz, right?
Charlie Foxtrot?
Yes, yes. We'll leave that one for Google. Anyway, I mean, I can only imagine. It's going to be crazy. I mean, Sun and Fun was nutty, but it's very organized, and as long as you pay attention to the NOTAM and you follow the rules, I mean, they got this down to a science. So have you already started going through that thick NOTAM of knowing what the procedure is going to be, or have you hunkered down yet for that?
I haven't done it this year. I did it last year because I thought about going, but then we went over the NOTAM with a friend, and
this is crazy. There's no way in hell I'm doing this.
We wanted to try Sun and Fun first, and we were gonna do that this year, but we were too slow into booking an airplane, and we should have thought about it, but everybody wanted an airplane that weekend, of course. So.
Right, right. All right, so you guys are going to fly in 3 of the planes, 3 of these new Cessnas, and I would imagine they're going to be parked in the Cessna Pavilion there at AirVenture, probably?
Well, from what we heard, we're going to just be parking in the General Aviation parking lot. Because now Cessna is not just Cessna, it's Textron Aviation. Cessna and Beechcraft merged. So there's a lot of new products that are going to be on the same boot of the Textron Aviation boot in this case. So,
all right. So you just get to fly in like a regular general aviator and being part of the whole experience then.
Right, and then we're going to be working, of course, in the Cessna Pavilion. I mean, we're going to be working for Cessna there and just like telling people a little bit about what we're doing, about what our planes are, and about the whole program.
Cool. Now, once you finish up at AirVenture, that's the end of the tour, right? And then you possibly apply to get a gig, or there's, I don't know, you said there's some kind of internal competition amongst the 3 or 6 of you that you could go on to learn something else with Textron and Cessna, or what?
Right. So there's a competition which we don't really know what the competition is. They told us, like, there's going to be a winner, but they never specify the rules or, like, who wins or like how do you win.
So they're spying on you. There's a mole somewhere keeping an eye on you and deciding which of the 6 they are going to award a special prize.
Yes. And then whoever wins gets to fly on a Citation and on a Caravan for a week. So I don't know how many flights or how, but it just, it sounds awesome. I mean,
yeah, well, potentially you get checked out on it, on those two planes within a week, couldn't you? Could you get in enough flight time? No, Ed?
No, no.
Just, I mean, the experience of doing it for a week is worth it.
Yeah, the experience of just getting to do it would be well worth it.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I told him, I want a Grand Caravan for my dive travels. And I told him that was a plane. I said, have you flown in one yet? No. He goes, but my goal is to have a Grand Caravan on floats. We had that in common as well.
I want to fly. And one of my favorite airplanes, I think, is the Caravan on floats. I mean, that thing is just a sexy airplane. I mean, it's beautiful.
Nice. Well, you know, we may have a plan here where if I never get my flight certificate, get your Grand Caravan, come back here, and you can pilot my crew over to the islands. And I'll co-pilot if I can't pilot. How about that, Ed?
That sounds possibly like a good idea.
A more realistic approach to my flying future?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, okay, whatever. But that's a noble goal. I appreciate your enthusiasm for flying. You're inspiring a lot of people, Alex. And once again, if they want to follow you.
So it's on Facebook. Just look up for the Discover Flying Challenge and like that page. And also like Alex for the Discover Flying Challenge. And you're going to find that again on Facebook, Discover Flying Challenge. And if you want to see where we are, just go Cessna.com/DFC.
DFC, there you go. All right, we'll leave it at that, and we'll see you at Air Venture. Till then, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.